This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay-ass accent, them cheap-ass cigars, your yuck-mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Fourth pack is back, cause I'm mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys arrest me. Just in competition when the war does their mission. Not no mercy, see the rain start the street. If you don't know, you better find out the war pack. Prove a point, number one, best believe that you don't want to tussle with them. I'll be there for them, coming to grave with them. You're never walking out again until you're back on the war path. Don't turn your back on the war path. You might wind up in a body bag.
And welcome to the Click Nation Podcast. I'm your host, Tim D-O-double-G. And tonight I'm joined by my brother, the Adam Black.
What's up, world? It's the Adam Black.
And we're also joined by Mr. Banff himself.
Evening, bitches. What's happening?
And, of course, like I said, we are the Click Nation. And you can find us on our website, www.theclicknation.com. We have a Facebook fan page, facebook.com/theclicknation. Our G Plus page, which of course G Plus is Google Plus. Damn it, my phone is ringing. 1 second.
Hey, phone! That's funny. He just rolling. That was beautiful.
Yeah. That was funny. I hope he kept it on. I hope he keep y'all. No.
And I'm back.
He kept it recorded. I mean, that's funny.
Might even keep that in.
This.
Yeah, might as well. Might as well. That's hilarious.
Like I was saying, our Google Plus page, just search for Click Nation, should bring it up. And we're on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at The Click Nation. So, fellas, how was everyone's week? Mine was pretty nice since I had a birthday.
Yay! Look how, boy, he getting old now.
Yeah. Almost can grow a beard. Almost.
Almost.
He can get the mustache in, that would be just good.
Hey, the mustache is in.
The mustache is in. It's nice. It's nice and fluffy. It's that damn beard.
I got the chin stubble hair.
Well, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And I actually was down in the hanging with y'all. Actually, I never got to hang with y'all because I was busy at my buddy's wedding, which was a good time.
Yeah, that's always good.
And we were going to cook out, but weather wanted to try to be fluky.
Yeah, if it stayed, I mean, had we done basically how we usually do, we probably would have been able to grill, but we weren't sure if it was going to rain at any point, so we just decided to halt it anyway. So
plans diverted.
As usual.
Oh, well, there's always next time.
To be continued for another time.
Yeah, we got plenty more sunny days, so, you know.
Yeah, plenty more.
And hopefully if you're listening to this show, you've listened to some of our previous shows where we've talked wrestling and we've talked about some of our favorite memories hanging together as the Click. And we even talked a little cartoon animation with DC Nation versus Marvel Universe. And tonight we're going to also talk about a subject where we have vast opinions on, and that's movies. But not just any movies. We're discussing this 2012 summer blockbuster movies.
Yay! Yay, summer movies, yay!
And even some movies that might not even be considered blockbusters. Maybe some flops.
Flops, damn it, flops.
Oh yeah, we're going to talk about the flops.
We won't get it. We won't try to spend too much time on them unless we're just like clowning the hell out of them.
Right.
But first, let's talk about a little news. This section of the Click Nation podcast is brought to you by the Adam Black.
All right, y'all. This week in news, we're going to talk about, there's a few subjects we could get to. The cast of Iron Man 3 has grown some over the past week. We knew Kingsley, is it Ben Kingsley there?
Ben Kingsley.
Yes. He has been attached. He's just being reported as playing a villain. We're guessing the Mandarin, which I think would actually be very, very cool. Guy Pearce has been added as to the cast as Aldrich Killian. If you're a fan of the comics, he co-created the Extremist process, which, as we know, is going to be included into the movie as a plot.
Right. You might want to explain what Extremist is for people who may not know.
It's basically, it was a storyline that was introduced back in 2004-03, where Iron Man basically, he wound up becoming more in tune with the armor. It was like it involved nanotechnology. I believe that the powers, he doesn't have the Extremist powers anymore in the comics, but basically it wound up being that Iron Man basically wound up becoming a living computer almost. And that's when, during the Civil War and during Secret Invasion, he was basically tuned in with every single computer as part of S.H.I.E.L.D. Pretty much everything was going through him. It was a pretty, it was different. I'll say that. I didn't really read it, and because I wound up not really being much of a fan of the Iron Man comic books during that time period. So,
right. And oddly enough, side note to that, Kevin Feige. Has I even pronounced his name? The guy that runs Marvel Studios is it pronounced
F-E-I-G?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Anyway, for our listeners, I will try and figure out how to pronounce that man's name, and I'll tell y'all next week probably. Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, he did an interview where he did make mention that Avengers, the third Avengers movie, would probably be a good time to actually bring Civil War into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So this may be the beginning of that, which will be really, really cool.
I'm thinking the second movie will be Ultron.
No, actually, it won't. I'm sorry. I've already...
It better not be Skrulls.
I can tell you who the main villain is going to be because I know already. Because I actually have lifted my own Avengers embargo and read some things about... I know, right?
Gasp. Know, right?
Gasp, swoon, faint. But it's kind of sort of, like I said, if you paid attention to anything, around Comic-Con time last year, you already know.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Because Eclectic hates being spoiled, so he can fast forward through this part of the show.
I'm not going to say. Just go back. There was some props.
Oh, okay.
Movie that were made public at Comic-Con last year and involved this villain who is behind all of Loki's stuffy stuff.
So someone's pulling the strings for Loki.
Loki went to this person, this intergalactic gangster / dictator for help.
Interesting. We'll talk off the air about it.
Yeah.
We'll talk off the air. But we'll save that. We'll save that for the Avengers show, people, because I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Yes, even though we will do a preview. I'm sure Avengers will come up during this preview show tonight. We're also going to do a review show after Avengers comes out.
Right.
All right. Let's see. All right. Last week we talked about cartoons and about the Marvel Universe versus DC Nation. And me and Larry both liked the Marvel Universe side of the coin, including the fact that we really liked Avengers vs. Maya's Heroes. This past weekend, about Friday or so, rumors start circulating that Jeff Loeb, current executive producer of the show, as well as one of the heads in the Marvel Animation and TV department, basically pointed out that he is not really much of a fan of the show, and the show was created before he came on board to the division. And the problem with that is that since it's not really his show, he has different ideas. He's not really a fan of the story arcs, the multi-episode story arcs. He's not a fan of the rotating cast, and as a result, is a possibility that this will be the last season for the show. That would make the total episodes, from what I understand, to be 52 episodes, which is not a bad one. I think the perfect syndication number is 65, which could be a third season. Before Larry jumps on this, which I know he is, I've had a kind of a problem with Jeff Loeb since the Ultimatum story arc in the Ultimate books, where he killed off a majority of the characters. He basically he ruined the Ultimate X-Men book. And I just can't get into it anymore. And it just seemed like he just did random killing for no reason. It didn't really help the story at all. I just didn't like it. And at that point, he kind of got on my crap list. And this is just screams typical Hollywood bullshit to me, because of the fact that it's not my project, so I really don't care. But the problem is, it's easier to do that when the project sucks. But this is obviously a project that fans are and people really like, and it's just a shame that it possibly could end because of the fact that, you know, he's the one guy who just wants to do his own version of the Avengers, which from what he would do is basically have single episode stories that end, you know, that have a beginning and end, and no continual story arc, no rotating cast, a fixed cast. And that's what I have to say on it.
So basically what he's doing, ladies and gentlemen, is, I don't like this show. I didn't create this show. I don't give a fuck if the fans like it. Let fans like it. I don't give a damn if the ratings are high. I'm that guy. I'm that nigga. I can do what the fuck I want to do. I run this bitch. I'm going to cancel this show and put my own version of the superhero squad on Disney XD. That's essentially what he's trying to do.
Didn't they say a new Avengers show is slated to come out in 2013?
Yeah, that would be his show.
That's his show. And it's supposed to be in the same continuity, same vein of the new Spider-Man show.
And all the new Spider-Man, instead of calling it new Spider-Man, the Ultimate Spider-Man show is nothing but Marvel team-up anyway.
Right. So basically this is what he's doing. He wants to make superhero squad another superhero squad. This is all he wants to, what he's fucking doing. And he's just flexing his ego. You know, that's all this is. It's like, damn the fans. Typical, it's like Rodney said, typical Hollywood bullshit. Damn what the fans want. I'm Jeff Loeb. I run the show. I'm gonna do what the fuck I want to do. Even though this is our top rated show on Disney XD.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Basically. You know, Jeff Loeb, you're a fucking idiot. And I really hope you hear this. You're a fucking idiot. I mean, why would you even do that? Why could you even I mean, you were a fan at one point in time. You should know fucking better. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you were one of these, you know, old school, you know, Hollywood cats running an animation studio who's totally out of touch with the product that he's putting out there, and totally out of touch with the fans. I can halfway kind of understand if that was you. But motherfucker, you were a fan. You were a fan. That's why you became a comic book writer. You know what I'm saying? What? Just because you get to play with your dick in your office all day, gives you the right to fucking just do that? I don't understand that. I don't understand it. Jeff Loeb, you're a fucking idiot.
Jeff Loeb is now enemy number one of the clique.
Enemy number one. Jeff Loeb, I put it to you like this. I hope you fuck a prostitute and your dick fall off.
Well, I was just going to say I just want the show to be put back on.
I still want the show to continue, but I still want Dick to fall off. I don't need his ass to create any more Jeff Loebs.
No more Loebs.
Carry on.
All right. And let's see. And this is news that I just found just ironic and funny as I don't know what, because I'm like, this is crazy. Robert Rodriguez is doing a follow-up to the 2010 Grindhouse flick Machete, and it's called Machete Kills. And in this sequel, he wants to get, of all people, Mel Gibson to join the cast, which is just hilarious for me. I'm like, you're kidding me, right?
Oh, dude.
He would have to play the villain. That's the only way I'd accept it.
Well, as long as he gets to kill some Jewish people, I'm good with it. I'm sorry, wait.
No.
He's a foreign man now. Is that what you're trying to say?
No. Jewish people?
No, Jewish people. You can't kill them. No. But, I mean, he's in a movie with, with Mexicans who...
So what ethnic minority can he kill?
No. I mean, he'll probably wind up being the heavy like Steven Seagal was in the first movie.
I mean, this is Mel Gibson, you know. It's not like he's not racist.
Yeah, we've heard the video, or the audio footage.
Heard audio. Oh, that shit was hilarious. But anyway, carry on. Sorry.
But he isn't going. Mel Gibson may want to do what you were talking about, but basically he would be in the movie, probably, like I said, to play as the villain, or the main bad guy or something like that. You know, probably. Doing some anti-Mexican or anti-immigrant rally or something like that. Who was it in the first one? Was it Robert De Niro? Yeah. He was like the evil senator that wanted to get rid of all the illegals. And of course, you're going up against Danny Trejo.
Gotta be Republican.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, De Niro is a hardcore Democrat from what I understand. So he was really playing it up good.
Right.
But yeah, that's what Mel Gibson will join the cast. Hopefully we'll see if he'll actually get in the role. I mean, I think now now everything's it hasn't died down because people haven't forgotten about it.
Oh no, we can play that. We can go to YouTube now and play that shit if we want to.
but definitely, I think it's not. At least it's cooled somewhat from the time he tried to get into the Hangover sequel, and the cast went kind of nuts on him.
All right,
yeah, they just vetoed him off the movie.
Yeah,
or Zach Galifianakis did.
Yeah, I think Ed Helms and I think, well, pretty much the three, the main three didn't want to do it with him.
What else you got?
That's pretty much it. Oh, of course. I did. As far as the box office, Think Like a Man was number one, which is good, you know, to see a black a movie with mostly a black cast, pretty much 90% black. Well, we can't forget Turtle, but it won the weekend.
Cool.
Good for it.
Beat Hunger Games, huh?
Yeah, it's the first movie to actually be in Hunger Games, but Hunger Games was like number one for like 3 weeks or so. So,
right.
And you know, and it's not like it's hurting. It's clearly, you know, right. Breaking types of records.
But cool. I'm always down for us to be in a movie where we're not cooning, you know, and actually make some money. So that's good. That's real good. I'm glad.
Yeah, man. So, I'm happy, my wife, I didn't get to see it, but my wife saw it and she thought it was hilarious, so.
Yes. Gets the wife's thumbs up. Ding.
Yep.
Gets the approval. Well, if you are done with news, I have a couple little things here and there I can drop here. Season one of Young Justice finally finished. Last weekend, and they're moving right along into season two, which they should, since they took 2 years for Cartoon Network to air season one in its entirety. And yeah, it was a pretty good episode.
Good fight. I won't spoil it for Larry because he hasn't seen it, I don't believe.
No, I have not.
But it was a very good episode. I believe they are going ahead, and the second season is being renamed The Young Justice Invasion. So if you people have it in your DVR, make sure it stays there on season record, and it starts this weekend.
Cool.
And what else do I have? Oh, I guess we can do a little. Actually, I'll say the comic book stuff for last because my rant is going to end it. Let's see. The X-Men and Iron Man animes are coming to DVD that no one cares about. Of course, both shows aired along with the Wolverine anime on G4. They were horrible. Art looked nice, but that was about it. Except the art in Wolverine for some reason didn't look as good as the others.
Yeah, it was the worst.
Wolverine looked really, really young.
Yeah. And he was slim. Should have called him slim.
I know, right? I was like, look at Wolverine. He looks like a girl. Wasn't the rough and tumble Wolverine that we all know and love or know and hate.
Depending on who you're talking to.
Right.
And Gina Carano is in talks to join the Fast Six cast, and this is coming from collider.com. I'm actually gonna read the article, at least some stuff from the article, so you can hear it from their mouths as soon as it finishes opening. And supposedly Gina Carano's character is going to team up with Dwayne Johnson's character on his squad is trying to take down the Fast crew. I was going to call him Fast Five. I guess you could still consider him the Fast Five crew, even though it could be Fast Six. And I guess they were also reporting that Jason Statham turned down a role in the film. So we'll either likely be seeing at least one more big casting announcement soon, unless they decide to change the sets of the character and give it to Carano.
Now that would be a movie if you had Jason Statham in it. You have Jason Statham, The Rock, and Vin Diesel trying to out badass each other, which is what I call Fast Five. I'm like, good God, these guys are just trying to out badass each other.
Badasses.
Badass.
Oh yeah, but we'll see. That should be good.
Yeah, I enjoyed the Fast franchise, so I will be seeing 6 and 7.
And even Tokyo Drift?
No, I didn't enjoy that.
I mean, it was part of it.
It's part of the thing, dude. I mean,
you take the good with the bad. I'm sure you say that not all the Saw movies were good.
Who the fuck look at Saw movies?
Yeah, well, Gilmore, even though he's a horror fan, does not like the Saw movies.
Oh.
Not at all.
Oh. We'll have to get into that one day.
Well, yeah, one of these days, yeah. I don't like torture porn, as I like to call it. So, no,
That's a good way, a good name to call it.
Yeah, not my thing, y'all. We'll get into that on the Halloween show.
Yeah.
And Brian McKnight wants to make a adult mixtape.
Oh, wow.
I knew Rodney wouldn't know anything about this.
This is just what?
Oh, Rodney, you don't know? Oh, my God. Oh, Tim, if you will.
Yeah, I don't know if I can play audio through here. But
No, let's not do that. That song is terrible. But anyway.
Actually, I might during this segment of the show, I might actually play it in the background.
We'll okay.
That would be good. Yes. Name of the song is Let Me Show You How Your Pussy Work.
Let me show you how your pussy works.
Yeah. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Brian McKnight, one last cry. Brian McKnight is going to show you how your pussy works, ladies.
How the pussy works instructional video.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's like, really? Really? Brian? Really?
Take that.
Bad boy, baby.
Bad boy, baby.
I just can't deal. I can't deal with that. That's too much for the kid. Oh, my God.
Oh, it was so much fodder for laughter today.
Oh, so much. Please. Yeah, dude. You got to find that. You got to put that song on the background because everybody must hear it.
Or put in the break or something.
Yeah, it'll be incorporated into the show somehow.
Oh, God. It might be, like I said, it might be the new lead-in song for the show, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know.
And now I can go in my comic book rant.
Oh, comic book rant.
First I'll talk about some Avengers versus X-Men. Issue number 2 of Avengers versus X-Men has already come out. And so far in the first, even though I haven't actually read issue number 2, I've read some stuff on Newsarama. And the accompanying titles like Avengers 25 and I think Wolverine the X-Men number 9, I believe, crosses over into the Avengers versus X-Men. It's basically, as the title suggests, it's Avengers taking on the X-Men, and it's all over the Phoenix Force coming to the Earth, and the Avengers see the Phoenix Force as this powerful, dangerous entity, while the X-Men see it as a hope for their future. And of course, the character Hope, everyone believes, has a tie to the Phoenix. The Avengers want to take her into custody. The X-Men want to protect her to save their species. Cue fight. And the reason I have issues, just like I knew I would with Avengers versus X-Men, is because at least so far in the beginning, Brian Bendis is having Wolverine's side with the Avengers, when Wolverine has been an X-Man longer than he's been an Avenger, even though he has a schism with Cyclops taking place right now in the comics. But it just goes to show how Bendis keeps wanting to put all their important characters in the Marvel Universe and have them be tied to the Avengers franchises instead of Wolverine being tied to the franchise he's been with and is most known for, which is the X-Men. It's bullshit.
Bullshit, Bendis.
Doesn't make any sense. Hopefully, I'm hoping that there's going to be a swerve later on, since it's a 12-issue story that's taking place, and we're just in part 2. I'm hoping by part, 10, Wolverine has a change of heart and decides to team up with the good guys. A.K.A. the X-Men.
Well, I mean, the Avengers are fighting for our lives, so, you know.
Right.
And what do they know? It's mutants or nothing.
I'm on Team Avengers.
I'm on Team Mutant.
How's the Phoenix Force? How's the X-Men seeing the Phoenix Force as, like, hope for their species? When I'll say when 30 years ago, when the Phoenix Force showed up, they saw her exactly as Avengers saw it, as a threat, you know.
Well, in the comic books, you know, where they, during the Decimation storyline, the count of mutants has cut down.
Oh, I know that, yeah.
Yeah, and basically Hope is the first mutant that was born afterwards, so they're thinking that there's something in her that is going to help repopulate the Earth with mutants. And that's, you know, and Cyclops is basically, you know, he's taken a harder stance in the last few years. And because of that, he's kind of like, look, I have to say, he's putting it on himself. He has to save mutant kind. And he thinks it's through Hope. Not sure how, but they have to hold on to it. So that's kind of why they're trying to hold on to Hope, literally.
Okay. Maybe I'll read it.
Definitely worth checking out.
That's your Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. I wait till it comes out in trade paperback.
There you go. And my final rant is still comic book related, and it deals with a miniseries that I forgot was even taking place, and that's the Battlescar series, which introduced a new character called Marcus Johnson to the Marvel Universe, and he's supposed to have these connections to a very important person in the Marvel Universe, and it's going to change everything forever.
And I remember that advertisement for it.
Yes. And, of course, you hear the name Marcus Johnson, you immediately think African-American guy, and you'd be right. So he is black, and as revealed on, it was the comic book resources website I saw earlier today, I think they're on, like, issue 6 of the series, but that's not really important. But in Battlescar, they're going to introduce the Marvel movie character, Agent Coulson, into the Marvel Universe 616.
Bound to happen eventually.
Same thing I said. And then they also casually mentioned how, I guess they revealed in one of the previous issues of Battlescar that Marcus Johnson is the son of Nick Fury.
Oh.
And somehow he lost an eye between issues 1 and 6, and he's now wearing an eye patch.
So he looks. So basically, he looks like movie Nick Fury.
Exactly. Which is what they were going for the entire time. We want to make the movie universe tie more into the Marvel 616 universe. For the stupid fans who they see a black person on the movie theater, then what's this white old man with white hair and an eye patch doing in the comic book universe? I don't understand. And they got this picture. I'm gonna have to share this picture. They have like images. It's basically Marcus Johnson is wearing the Captain America shield outfit now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, you've seen that? Yeah.
I'm like, wow, it looks like Nick Fury.
Hold on, let me read some of this to y'all.
Please. I'm so enjoying this rant. Go ahead.
Of course, there is more to Coulson's debut than giving readers an everyman. Teaming the character with the now one-eyed son of Fury draws the Marvel Comics more in line with the film universe, as writer Chris Yost explained. There is a great value in having new readers, people who come in after seeing the movies, and being able to pick up a comic that has the characters they recognize.
But it's not the same. It's not the same guy.
But he's Nick Fury Jr.
Wait, I got a question. Okay, so if you're trying, why are we trying to make the 616 universe more like the movie cinematic universe, and the movie universe is actually in some kind of weird amalgamation of the Ultimates universe and the 616 universe? If you want to make it fucking easy, why don't you just get rid of the Ultimate Universe and the 616 Universe and just put that shit together the way you want it so it'll match the movie. That there you go. Do you like DC does? Do you a crisis storyline and kill and just get rid of both damn storylines? Just one.
Marvel probably wants to do that eventually.
But while you say that, I think this Avengers versus X-Men storyline is going to ultimately end in that. I believe there is going to be some big bang or something with the Phoenix, and it's going to wind up being
in the Marvel Universe.
Exactly.
You heard it here first, people.
Man, and I have no authority or news or knowledge whatsoever. I'm just making a shot in the dark. But
I believe it now.
The dark, damn it.
It actually makes sense. I can see them doing some crap like that.
What you just described, I'm not the comic book reader like I used to be. That, but what you just described is absolutely ridiculous. It's stupid. I'm sorry. It's stupid. What? Like I said, just do you a big storyline. Just get rid of all the shit that you don't want from each universe, and then like just make you one universe. Just call it a day. Make it easy on yourself.
I'm gonna be confused when I go see the Amazing Spider-Man and I see a white Peter Parker, and then I'm looking in the Ultimate comic book and I see a black Spanish Miles Morales Spider-Man.
A Latino.
My mind can't comprehend all this.
Right. You know. Oh, I got one for you. Spoiler alert.
This is Tim Dog, letting you know that ahead is a possible spoiler for The Avengers. If you do not want to be spoiled, I suggest skipping ahead about a minute or two.
I would be confused when I pick up a 616 comic and I see Agent Coulson in it, but if you've seen The Avengers, Agent Coulson is dead. He is killed. Spoiler alert.
Hope I didn't spoil it. Well, that's a big spoiler.
Yeah. So he gets killed in the fucking Avengers movie, but you're gonna put him in the combo now. Why? Why?
Well, dang, I'm gonna be sad, Miss Coulson.
I don't think he's dead. I'm gonna go ahead and call it now that was a life model decoy or whatever.
LMD. I mean, look at it like this. I mean, come on now. We're about to start dealing with some cosmic shit in this storyline. He will probably get resurrected at some point in time. So, you know.
Yeah.
Earlier this month, Yo spoke with CBR News about the series, and role Marcus Johnson will play moving forward, saying the idea of a new Nick Fury Jr. character, that just sounds like Nick Toons or Nick Toons cartoon channel. The idea of a new Nick Fury Jr. character that was more like the Marvel Cinematic Universe's Nick Fury, and the Nick Fury we're seeing now in animation came from the top. It was something that they knew they wanted to do, and this was how we were going to do it as far as the details go. I fleshed out who Marcus was. I came up with his name, his mother, and their backstory. So it came from the Marvel higher-ups.
Chris Yost is a fucking idiot, too, but, you know.
Wait. He's actually one of the head guys on Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes. Stupid for this, but good on the other one.
Okay, yeah, he good, but he's stupid for this shit.
It sounds like he was kind of like,
it was forced on him, so we had to come up with something.
Yeah.
If you told us to do the same thing, gotta eat.
It's probably like, how much you paying me again? Okay.
All right, let me figure this out. You know, I got to wrap my head around it. Rumble.
At the end of Battle Scars, is Nick Fury Sr. going to die and he takes his place?
And calls himself Nick Fury?
Yeah. My name's not Marcus Johnson anymore.
Call me Nick Fury Jr.
My dad was down with the swirl.
Oh, wow.
Boy, had to have been.
Yeah. He was down with the swirl. Oreo.
But, yeah. So, yeah. That's in rant.
In scene.
So I guess now would be a good time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we'll get into the 2012 summer movie review-ish show.
That thing.
That thing with the guy and the place.
Yeah. We'll be right back. So what we're going to do for our this summer movie show is first we're going to talk about, we're going to list top three movies we're most looking forward to seeing this summer season. And we're going to round robin and just each name a movie and give reasons why we're looking forward to seeing it. And we'll start with Mr. Banff himself.
Banff, that's right, bitches. Okay, dokie. All right, check this out, cats. All right, you know, my list is probably the same list that everybody else, that pretty much most people want to see any damn way. So, you know, so the first movie, I'm doing this in order of release date. First movie I want to see, of course, is The Avengers on May 4th. And you know, I think the reason why I think everybody wants to see it, you know, aside from all the, you know, incredible reviews that the movie has been getting so far, is the fact that, you know, this really is the biggest, you know, comic book movie ever. You know, you are bringing, you know, if Marvel pulls this off, it's going to be like the great, like it's going to be an incredible thing, because, you know, you're bringing in all these characters to make this one big giant movie for everybody just to blow everybody's mind. So, you know, that's the main thing. I really you know, want to see them pull this movie off. I just really want to see them pull it off, you know, because, you know, they've been building this up since Iron Man, and Iron Man is what 6 years ago? What? Yeah, 6 years ago now? Something like that?
Wow, was that long ago?
07, if I remember correctly. Was that 07?
Is that 07?
I think so.
5 years ago? So, you know, I mean, yeah, so, you know, we've been at this for half a decade now. So we finally get to see the payoff, you know, like I said, so.
Oh, that's actually 2008, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, yep. Still 4 years. You know, mm-hmm. We finally get to see the payoff. We finally, you know, and it's, like I said, I just... For me, being a comic, being a nerd, being a geek, I don't read comic books like I used to, but I still will venture back into that world every now and again. But, you know, this is something that we've always wanted to see when we were kids. We've always wanted to see, you know, these characters in movies. Like, you know, would it be, you know, especially when, like, Batman, if Tim Burton's Batman came out, it was like, oh, you know, wouldn't it be great to see, you know, Iron Man in a movie, or, you know, or a Captain America movie? You know, so, you know, like I said, that's the main reason why I'm really excited about this movie.
Well said.
Well said, sir.
Adam Black?
I'm going to basically piggyback. I'm very excited for Avengers. The main thing I want to note about it is that as a fan, and this is basically how I would explain it to my wife as far as my excitement for it, is that we were always told as comic book fans this would never happen. There was no way it could happen because of the fact that you can't have a movie that's going to have, you know, like an Iron Man, a Thor, and a Captain America, because those three people could get a franchise of their own. So if we got an Avengers movie, let's say back in the 90s, it would probably be just a bunch of the – it would be like your giant – it would basically be Avengers United They Stand, that comic book – or that cartoon that came on Fox. It would be like that, where you wouldn't be able to – it would be like Ant-Man and the Wasp and Vision and Hawkeye and Black Widow, and that's it. You can't have the big three in there, and big three Avengers anyway. They managed to pull this off very well. We'll see. We'll have to wait and see how it works. But the fact that they're able to do this, it will be like the biggest as far as comic book movies. You know, it'll be very. I can't even find words for it, man. It's just going to be – it should be a pretty awesome movie.
I don't know what happened. I disappeared.
Oh.
Yes, Mr. Adam Blatt's reasoning for why he was excited for the Avengers.
You'll hear it on the playback.
I heard it on the playback. That's right, yeah.
All right.
I guess
your
it's
turn.
Up to me. And, of course – I'm going to be the third musketeer and go along with this Avengers talk. I just never, of course, thought I'd see the day where the Avengers, with all these iconic Marvel characters, would be in one movie together. And, of course, now it's happening. So now it puts pressure on DC to see if they can get a Justice League cartoon, or not cartoon, a movie off the ground. But first they'd have to have a successful movie outside of the Batman franchise.
Mm-hmm. And it could happen. This Man of Steel looks like it could be the movie that will rebound DC.
We hope so.
So what's the second movie you're looking forward to, Banff?
My second film is Prometheus, coming out June 8th. And this is a prequel to the original Alien movie. And the original Alien movie came out in 79, directed by Ridley Scott, who with Alien and Blade Runner pretty much... I like to say everybody likes point to Star Wars as far as like a big kind of sci-fi movie revolution. It was Alien and Blade Runner, true sci-fi science fiction movies, kind of kickstarted that whole thing. And this is the first time that Ridley Scott is directing Prometheus. This is the first time he's directed a science fiction movie since Blade Runner, and Blade Runner is now 32 years old, I think, something like that. So yeah, so this is the first time he's ventured back into the genre of science fiction, and from the trailers, it looks absolutely amazing. It just looks so crazy, and I love the fact that the trailers. Of course, you see little things in there that if you're a fan of the Alien movies, you see little things in here and there in the trailers for. That you'll recognize, but I mean, we still have no idea what the hell this movie is about, and I love that. So, I'm like so excited. I think I'm more excited for this movie than probably almost anything. I think I am. You know, I can't wait to see it. I will be there June 8th with my popcorn.
Get your popcorn ready.
Get my popcorn ready, Mark and I. Old Prometheus. I think it's going to be fantastic. I really do. Mr. Adam Black.
All right.
Your second choice.
All right. My second choice comes out in June, and that movie is G.I. Joe Retaliation. I just saw another trailer today, and I'm fairly impressed with it. Now, the humorous story about the first G.I. Joe movie is, and I think we've talked about it on the show before, the fact that had I rated G.I. Joe the first movie, it would have been a 4 because I saw 4 out of 5.
Okay.
And the reason why is because I saw Transformers 2 a month before.
Right.
So that's why I would have done it. But, and, you know, now looking back, I probably would, even though G.I. Joe is not the best movie, I still don't think it's a terrible movie. I would probably lower it to a rating to a 3 out of 5. The main reason, and I've now realized I don't like Channing Tatum as an actor. That's just me. But after watching that movie a few times more, I'm like, good God, this guy can't really act. But needless to say, this movie looks like it's capturing the true essence of G.I. Joe, because the guy is a fan of the movie, of the, you know, of the concept. Whereas Stephen Sommers, I think he just took stuff that he liked and just pieced it together and made it into a movie. This looks more realistic. And as far as I know, no Sigma 6 battle suits. But this just looks like a straight up just kick ass action movie. And it's going to be, I just think it will be exciting from start to finish. You got Bruce Willis and you got The Rock in the movie, and you still got Snake Eyes. I'm glad they didn't kill his character off. Spoilers. If you look at the latest trailer, it kind of gives you a little more info as far as the fate of Joe.
Well, they pretty much say in the first trailer that they're the only Joes left after they're attacked. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, well, you actually see the attack that happens in the new trailer. So definitely I'll be looking forward to G.I. Joe. It'll be one of the top movies I really want to go see this summer. And I give it back to you, sir.
My second choice is going to be The Dark Knight Rises. Just because not Christian Bale. Who's the director? Nolan.
Nolan.
He said this is going to be his last Batman movie. And
last hurrah.
He wants to end it on a good note, I'm sure. And Dark Knight Returns was such a great movie that I want to see how he comes back and tries to top that one. And because it's also going to be funny, because I know Nolan's going to try to have a great ending, and the studio is just going to take it and make a fourth movie anyway, even if it doesn't include Nolan or Bale, because got to make that money.
Got to make that money, nickel.
Pretty much.
And the villain, of course, is going to be Bane, and it's in eight. It's going to take place 8 years after The Dark Knight. So it's going to be interesting to see how they fill those 8-year gaps see what Bane's master plan is, and see if he actually breaks the bat like he did in the comic books.
Yep.
So let's get to everyone's final movie they're looking forward to seeing.
Yes, my final movie is actually Tim Dog's second movie, The Dark Knight Rises. Let's face it. I mean, it's Christopher Nolan. Christopher Nolan, I promise you, he's made one bad movie. It's Insomnia. The movie's boring as hell. But, you know, like I said, but, you know, but he, but the thing, but what he has done for Batman is like nothing short of amazing. This is the man that single-handedly resurrected a franchise after that franchise was essentially killed, you know, by Joel Schumacher and Warner Brothers, you know. But you know, I think I can't wait to see what he does with it. And how he's going to top, you know, Dark Knight, because, you know, Dark Knight is on the level, as far as like superhero movies, is on the level of the original Superman from it. It's, you know, it's just that. I mean, it's too good to be called a comic book movie. It's more crime drama than anything. It's more along the lines of like Godfather or Goodfellas. I'm probably gonna catch some heat for that, but I really don't give a fuck. But that's because that's my opinion and I'm sticking to it. But I just can't wait to see what he does. I just can't wait to see what, you know, how he tops Dark Knight and how he's going to end in his run with Batman. You know, it's going to be sad to see it end, because now we run into the problem of what the hell we're going to get after he's gone. You know, so
get more Batman nipples.
Oh hell. Oh, disgusting. So Batman nipples and more Batgirl in it. Ugh.
All right.
So, Rodney, I will feel, you know, Adam Black, whoever you are.
Thank you. I will also go with The Dark Knight Rises. One, it comes out on my birthday, so happy birthday to me. I finally get a cool movie to come out on my birthday. Otherwise, I mean, I can't sum it up any more better than these two have. It's going to be a good finale to this whole saga that he put forward with Batman Begins. I think this is probably the one franchise that I can say gets better with each movie, and I think this movie will be just as good. It'll be better than, I think it has the potential to be better than The Dark Knight, and that's saying something, because every time The Dark Knight comes on, if it comes on TV, I'll sit and watch a good third of it, maybe even half of it, because I just love that movie. Pretty much, I can't say anything else that would do it any more justice. It's definitely like my third favorite movie to go see this summer. Well, I think they're all equal, really. All my picks are I probably put G.I. Joe at the bottom, but between Avengers and Dark Knight Rises, those two are pretty much equal to me.
Nice.
Hi.
Thank you, sir.
All picks are created equal.
Exactly.
So, let's not even take a break. Let's go straight into what three movies you couldn't pay us to see.
You didn't go do your third movie, homie.
Yeah.
Oh.
You missed it all together.
What third movie do I want to pick? I'm going to go, instead of picking all comic book movies, which I actually should, because Amazing Spider-Man, I'm interested in seeing what that's going to be about.
Spider-Man.
But I'm going to go with a comedy and pick Ted. The Mark Wahlberg, Seth MacFarlane movie where Seth MacFarlane does the voice for Mark Wahlberg's, I'm assuming, like imaginary stuffed animal bear Ted, who he has as a kid, and of course grows up, and I guess Ted grows up with him and becomes a foul-mouthed best friend of Mark Wahlberg's character. But Eclectic from the Eclectic Discussion podcast showed me the YouTube video for it, and I about died laughing from it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to check that out.
We'll add that to the list.
Yeah, Ted the movie should pull up on YouTube. And I remember I actually saw a trailer for it when I went and saw American Reunion, which was a good movie also.
I need to see that. Hopefully I can see that before it leaves theaters.
Yeah. It's definitely worth the watch.
Cool.
So now we can get into the three movies you couldn't pay us to go see.
You can't pay us to see this shit.
And I guess I'll start first, and we'll go back around.
Go ahead with your bad self.
The first movie on my list shall be Who Gets Put in the Crosshairs?
Beep!
I'm going to go with... Where is that movie? I had it here a second ago. That Madea movie.
Madea's Witness Protection.
Yeah, Madea's Witness Protection. Just because I've never gone to see a Madea movie in the theaters, and I'm going to keep that streak going. I want to see that.
One? Have you ever seen a Madea movie?
I've seen them on cable.
No, sorry, dude.
And actually, like, watching them at home, and they're not so bad because, you know, you can, like, do other stuff while it's playing in the background.
Right.
But as far as paying, but yeah.
I mean, I have taken the missus and the kid to the movie to see a Madea movie, and it is what it is. I mean,
it's playing to its fan base.
What it's doing. It's definitely doing that.
Just like we say, gotta make that money. That's what Tyler Perry's doing.
And Tyler Perry's making a whole damn lot of it. So you know what?
Yeah.
I ain't not Tyler. Tyler, you go ahead and you make that money, nigga.
Make it.
Just refer to Tyler Perry as a nigga, my bad.
All right. So Adam Black, you are going to go next.
All right. And I may get a little hassled on this. Only because I think I'm just tired of seeing this particular movie being remade, starring different people. Well, why don't we do a take with it like this? Or why don't we do a take like this? Because I just saw it with Julia Roberts. I don't want to see Snow White and the Huntsman because of the fact that I'm just tired of seeing versions of Snow White movies. I'm just tired of it. I mean, even though we got my boy Chris Hemsworth in it as the Huntsman, I'm just not excited about seeing it. I think this is the take on it, that the Huntsman is now going to train Snow White to be some type of badass.
And doesn't it have Kristen Stewart chick in it?
Yes, from the Twilight movies.
Yes, Bella's in it. Hey, it has Charlize Theron as the Eva Green. Evil Queen, damn it. Charlize Theron.
Could be funny.
Yeah, we would not be going to see that one in theaters. I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm just not excited over it. And I'll let you go, Mr. Banff.
My best choice in this rabble of bullshit is The Expendables Part 2. Let's face it. Okay. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to put it out there for everybody to feel free to go to Stitcher, iTunes, and say whatever the fuck you want to say. The Expendables suck. That movie is not. The movie sucks cock. It's terrible. And you're going to make a fucking sequel? Okay. Cool. Okay, you got Arnold Schwarzenegger, you got Bruce Willis, you got Sylvester Stallone, you got Dolph Lundgren in it again, Jet Li, Statham. Okay. I don't need to see this shit. I don't need to see 60-year-old men trying to be badasses. I just don't need to see that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to fucking see that shit. If I want to see 60-year-old men try and be badasses, I'll watch TNA and I will watch Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair trounce about the ring all fucking night.
I don't even watch TNA because of that same reason.
Exactly. So, I mean, why can't they just do... Okay, Sylvester Stallone, okay, you did Rocky Balboa. I love Rocky Balboa. I think Rocky Balboa is one of my favorite Rocky sequels. You know... I mean, and you kind of sort of played to his age, but now in this season, he's trying to be fucking Rambo again. You know, it's like I can't deal with it. And then on top of that, if they do it in this one, it would really, really, really piss me off. In the first Expendables, when somebody got shot, they had computer generated blood. It's like, bitches, how much fucking effort does it take to put a fucking blood pack on somebody? How much fucking effort does that take? Blood pack.
You don't know how much those blood packets cost.
So we're gonna do it with the computer. Is that what you're saying?
That would be.
It was funny when Ninja Assassin did that.
That was a good movie.
It was funny.
Ninja Assassin is okay. It's good for visual, but you know, story wise, it sucks cock too. But
who's going to that looking for a story?
True. But I just can't do it, Spindles, man. I can't do it. I'm sorry, y'all. Go see that shit. I will not be with y'all. Okay. Tim!
It's back on me?
Yes, Tim Dog. Back to your damn movie.
Okay, so I chose an idea. Oh, Katy Perry, Part of Me 3D.
What?
Part of me that you never, ever, ever gonna take from me.
Oh my.
We weren't supposed to sing anymore, according to Classic.
I'm assuming that's how the words of the song go. But yeah, I guess every year some pop singer has to come out with some 3D movie to take money away from the kids. It wasn't last year, Justin Bieber had a...
Yes, he did.
3D movie.
Glee had a 3D movie last summer too, I believe. No one went and saw it.
I mean, yes, I'm a fan of Katy Perry's butts and bosom. I guess that would be kind of cool to see in 3D.
Her bosom?
Yes.
Well, that's Piranha 3 Double D.
No thanks.
But yeah, just not doing any 3D movies for pop singers.
No, not gonna do it at all. No.
Who's next?
I agree.
Adam Black's next, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Black Adam.
Well, the movie that I chose is basically a remake of a very popular movie and a cult favorite from, I think, from the 80s, 90s. I forgot. But yes, I'm talking about the Total Recall remake with Colin Farrell starring in it. 1990 was when it came out. No, I'm not. I don't want to see it. As Mr. Horse from Ren and Stimpy says, no, sir, I don't like it. And at first I thought, okay, it'd be cool to see it made now with today's technology, today's special effects. But I'm not, that's a movie that I don't have to go see. Like, just from guests, I'm like, you know, if I get good word of mouth and I go see it and I like it, I'll come on this show and say, look, I was wrong. This movie's actually pretty good. And, you know, I know Mr. Banff disagrees with me on it, and I disagree with him on Expendables. I actually want to go see it. I just want to see Willis and Schwarzenegger and Stallone out badass.
What movie did you just pick?
Total Recall.
Total Recall, okay.
Yeah. I just don't want to see it. I mean, I have no interest to see it. It's not going to get me to go to see it. All right, Banff.
Oh, okay. Back to my next choice. Oh, yes. Yes, my next choice, ladies and gentlemen, is a movie based upon a board game. A naval strategy board game. And the name of this movie is called Battleship. Now, okay, there, if any of you are actually have actually played the wonderful game of Battleship, you call out a number, a letter, and a number, and you have your little ships there, and you take your little red pieces of plastic, or your white ones if they miss you, or if your red ones, you put it on put a little red peg. Ship, and you know, you put three, if you got three red pegs on your ship, they've sunk your battleship. It is a naval strategy game. Somehow or another, whoever the fuck decided to write this damn movie decided to put aliens underwater invading the Earth.
They saw what it did for Transformers.
It looks exactly like Transformers. It looks exactly like Transformers. How the hell? Why the hell? Who the fuck wants? And you know what? The bad thing about it, the movie's already made $100 million overseas. It hadn't even been released yet. It hasn't been released in the U.S. yet. Which leads me to believe that people are as stupid as I think they are.
I'm a advocate of the. I like seeing shit blow up in my summer blockbusters as much as the next person, but I'm going to save my thoughts on Battleship for later.
Okay, but dude, for really, do I really want to see this movie? I mean, it's like so fucking. This just like the worst idea you could possibly come up with. I mean, like I said, it looks like a Transformer movie. It's essentially this really, really bad alien invasion movie called Skyline that came out late last year. It's almost essentially the same movie.
But this has Rihanna in it.
I was just about to say, but it has Rihanna in it, which somehow makes it better. I don't know how. If you stuck Chris Brown in there and gave their ass like 12 rounds of the ring, I actually might don't see that shit. But, I will not be going to see Battleship.
Not a Battleship fan.
But you saw my Battleship.
I fucking love the game. The game is like the greatest, but I do not want to see alien invaders from under the sea with Rihanna. And for some odd reason, Liam Neeson is in this movie too. I don't get it.
Shouldn't he be killing child abductors?
Oh, Taken 2 comes out in the fall.
And I will be going to see that shit.
Yeah,
I didn't see it. I didn't see the first one in the theater, but I might be doing the second one.
I will go see the second one in the theater because Liam Neeson nuts the fuck up in fucking Paris.
You motherfuckers taking my daughter again?
Die, bitches, die. Hope you blow my ear.
Watch 90 minutes of this cat basically ripping through Europe on a path of destruction. It was so amazing.
It was so cathartic. I felt so refreshed and vindicated at the end.
And I guess we'll now go to our final movies that you couldn't pay us to see. I'm gonna go with one of the movies Banff was excited to see. That's gonna be Prometheus.
You are such a go ahead. So I can rip your heart out. Go right ahead.
And that is because I do not believe
you're not an alien fan, though.
Yeah, I've never seen any of the alien movies. I mean, the sci-fi and the special effects look nice in Prometheus. I'll give it that, but yeah, I'll still skip it. Aliens, Predators, never done those movies. Don't really care. I just don't care.
Flat, you haven't seen the alien movies. You're not an alien fan. I'll look flat on that. I really will.
That's the only reason. I was never excited to see it even after the trailer dropped. I was just like, huh, looks pretty.
It stimulates my eyes. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. But you got Adam Black.
No, it was a tie, but this movie just looks too bad to even talk. Yeah, I mean, this is just too bad to pass up. It would have been possibly Men in Black 3, even though I think I still might see it, but I'm not sure. Just because why? Okay. But anyway, this movie is just, it stars an actor I just talked about that I wasn't really impressed with called Channing Tatum. And it's called Magic Mike. Not the rapper from back in the day, but a movie where Channing basically plays a stripper. It's directed by Steven Soderbergh, so I have no idea how this will actually look. Also included in the movie is Matt Bomer from the TV show White Collar, which is a good show. And also, if I'm reading this correctly, Kevin Nash is in this movie, and it's basically about strippers. I think Gilmore said it's showgirls with dudes.
So no dudes
would
be wanting to go see this.
It's Channing Tatum. If you're a man, you should really want to see it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if you like people that can act, you shouldn't want to go see it anyway. It's got Channing Tatum in it. Why the fuck would you want to see that anyway?
Yeah. Even though I did hear
his fine ass wife.
That's right.
But she's not in it, so.
Yeah. Even though I heard 21 Jump Street is hilarious from
I kept hearing that too. And I almost went and saw it and I was like, yeah, I'll wait till it comes to the $2 theater.
Yeah. Well, you know. I mean, hey, watching Kevin Nash stripping, trying to strip with them badass knees might be kind of hilarious.
Yes.
Always the possibility that he'll tear a quad. It's on.
He's done. He's done. He can't do it.
Get me out of here.
They stop the music playing and turn the lights on and have to drag his carcass off the stage.
Kevin?
Kevin? You okay, Kevin?
Their dancers are stealing his money. Those are my tips. I earned that. I earned that from shaking my booty.
I imagine Kevin Nash I just vision this movie as Channing Tatum. He's the actor that came to Hollywood to act, and now he's being a stripper.
I think Kevin Nash is just like the old man who's been stripping forever, and he's gonna teach him the ropes and shit.
Man.
Oh God! Hey,
read a Wikipedia plot of this movie before I may actually go see.
Mike,
yeah, Mike. Mike. Wait, man, this may be hilarious.
Oh God, that's funny. Oh God, that was pretty good.
Yeah. But yeah, no magic, Mike. Not intentional. It's going to take. It's going to take a lot to go see that. But yeah, what's your movie?
My final movie is a movie that you just mentioned. It's the third movie in a franchise that should have died after the first movie, Men in Black 3.
These are the Men in Black.
Men in
Hey,
Black.
I just realized we're going to get another Will Smith solo joint.
Dude, don't do that, please. No.
What? He's actually on the soundtrack?
He's got to be on the soundtrack. It's a Men in Black movie. He's going to put it out. Watch. Dude, really? Do we really? When did the last Men in Black come out again?
2003?
No, 2.
Yeah, 2002 was last.
I saw it in Denver.
I'm like, no. Okay, number one, it's a Will Smith movie, and, you know, I'm probably going to catch flat for this, but fuck you. I just don't think Will Smith is that great of an actor, and then these Men in Black movies are just, over the top stupid, man. It's like, come on.
They're just cash cows.
They're just basically merchandising machines, you know, just so kids can go out and buy toys and, you know, go get Happy Meals and shit. You know, that's all this shit is for, you know. And then on top of that, this shit is kind of sort of like a prequel, kind of sort of, because the storyline involves time travel, Will Smith going back to, you know, to actually fight aliens with Tommy Lee Jones's character as a young man played by Josh Brolin. Come on, really? I hated the first one. I hated the second one. Not going to see the third one.
And that are our three movies you couldn't pay us to see. And I guess we'll end this really quickly. We'll each give... See, the next topic we're going to do is... the one movie we were excited to see, but not anymore.
Want to go first on that one, Tim Dog?
Yeah, I can go first. I'm actually going to name two.
Okay.
And you just named one of them, the Men in Black 3. I'd say I was excited to see. I was just like, oh, cool, I'll go see the third one. Then I saw trailers for it, and I was like, I might can hold off on seeing this.
Right.
And the other movie is Battleship. You sunk my battleship. I saw the trailer in the movie theater. I said, oh, that looks kind of interesting. Then I saw more. What? The first trailer showed the Navy folks out on the ocean on their battleships, and then the mysterious things coming out the water, and that kind of just ended, and you saw, like, battleship flew, the word battleship flew up on the screen. And it's like, oh, okay, whatever. And then more trailers came out, and then it turned into, like, the alien ships attacking land and cities and stuff, and looking more and more like a Transformers 4 movie. And after that, I guess I can see it at the $2 theater just for the explosions and special effects.
And Rihanna.
I'll catch flat for this, but she does nothing for me.
Man, she got a big ass forehead, and she could take a punch really well.
And she can dance.
Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. Not really.
But yeah, people go crazy over these pictures of her online. Oh, Rihanna. I see him. I'm just like, eh. Next.
I'll let you go, Larry. I'm still trying to mull this over.
Okay. My movie that I was, like, so excited to see, oh, my God, because I remember hearing about it about maybe 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago. And because, you know, I was like, oh, Johnny Depp bought the film rights for Dark Shadows. Like, oh, cool, because, you know, I'm, like, a Dark Shadows nerd, among other things that I'm a nerd about. You know, and I thought we were going to get a really serious kind of Dark Shadows, you know, movie, you know, something, actual, true, honest to God, serious vampire movie, Dark Shadows vampire movie. I thought that's what we were going to get. Then they announced the director, and they said Tim Burton. I knew from that point on it was all downhill from there. Knew it. Then nothing is said about the movie for a while. Then, oh, they're making a movie. Nothing is said about the movie. No trailers or anything like that. Then a picture of Johnny Depp surfaces online as Barnabas Collins. And as with everybody in the internet community, we all kind of went kind of like, oh, my God, we knew this shit was going to happen. You know? You know, of course he looked, and of course he looked exactly like he did in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. He looks exactly like that, except with fangs and fingernails. And, you know, so we keep getting all these pictures and all this stuff of all the cast members and all this stuff. Then we finally get the trailer. See the trailer? Yes, I knew it. It's exactly the movie that I knew was going to be made. It is. It's that same old Tim Burton, Johnny Depp. Weird
foolishness.
Yeah, you know, it's that quirky, weird shit that Tim Burton's hack ass always does. Let me rant about Tim Burton for a minute. Hold on.
Go ahead. Okay.
All right. Tim Burton has been directing movies. His very first movie, major motion picture movie he directed was Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Way back in the day. He has been doing this weird, quirky shit for 25 years. It's like, dude, let's stop it. Stop. That shit is not cool anymore. is, you're making the same fucking movie over and over again. Every time you and Johnny Depp make a movie together, it's the exact same movie. Edward Scissorhands is the exact same movie as Ed Wood. Ed Wood is the exact same movie as Sleepy Hollow. Sleepy Hollow and fucking Sweeney Todd is the same damn movie. Sweeney Todd and fucking Charlie and Chocolate Factory, same fucking movie. You know what I'm saying? Sweeney Todd and fucking Dark Shadows, guess what? Same fucking movie. Same old weird, quirky little funny. Oh, we're gonna be funny with it. Same old bullshit. Dude, stop it. Stop. Just stop. And I know you can make a normal movie. I've seen them. Shit, hell, we've all seen the first Batman. Technically, that's actually kind of normal for you. You know, Batman Returns, not so much. That's a little more like you. A little more something that I would expect you to, you know, to put out. But dude, really? I mean, you really? Dark Shadows? I mean, okay. I know I'm ranting, but okay. I know the original soap opera was not. You know, it just wasn't that well acted, wasn't that well produced, whatever. Okay, cool. Still, it was a serious show. Why would you not want to do a kind of like a serious vampire movie to give us something, another vampire movie alternative, you know, to this bullshit that is Twilight? You know what I'm saying? You know, you know, I mean, why? I just don't understand. Speak of the devil, the fucking Dark Shadow trailer is on my TV now.
I don't know if I've seen the Dark Shadows trailer.
That is terrible.
If I have, I just didn't pay any attention.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing a movie of Johnny Depp on my TV commercial.
Yeah, it's on CBS right now. If you want to turn there and look at it, it's horrible. Yeah,
and I've ignored it.
Right, you should. But yeah, I'm just so pissed off.
Oh, this movie. Oh, it's got the chick from.
Yeah, it's got Hit Girl.
Hit Girl from Kick-Ass.
Flora Moretz, who will be playing Carrie in the Carrie remake, by the way, which actually might be kind of decent. We hope. Well, anyway. Well, yeah. So, Dark Shadows. Was very, very excited about it. Excited about, you know, Johnny Depp playing Barnabas Collins. Then Tim Burton got involved, and yeah. Screwed the pooch again. Shark has been jumped.
Pretty much. I mean, well, now it's come down to me. I can't think of one movie that was just ape and just like, oh man, I gotta see this. And then just wound up being disappointed. It just goes back to maybe something like Total Recall. When I first heard about it, I was initially excited, but then closer I got to it, I'm like, I don't really want to see a remake of it. And then there's also Men in Black 3, which I guess would be my official answer. As Larry's pointed out, first Men in Black I've seen before, you know, a bunch of times. There are parts that were funny, but not overly funny. The second one, at best, is okay. Otherwise, I was just not very excited. It sounded like a good idea at the time. Just go ahead and seal it up with a trilogy, because that's what it seems like Hollywood likes to do. Tie it up with a nice bow, and it's a trilogy. Put in a box set, put in the Blu-ray set. It's $49.95, all three movies, something like that, and that's it. That's the only one I can really think of that was ape to see, and then just I'm not all that interested anymore. Plus, with movie prices being what they are, that's what I kind of, you know.
Just say no.
Yeah, I'm just done with it.
So that's movies that we were looking forward to that we just had to give a second thought to.
No mas.
And then now we're going to go to under the radar movies we want to see. And we'll just name one apiece.
Right.
Who wants to go first?
I'm trying to remember what mine was.
Wow.
Scroll through here. Do they want to have one that they want to name first?
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Larry.
I go. Well, mine's is not really under the radar as far as like people knowing that this movie is coming out. It was kind of on the radar for me, but after seeing this guy in other roles, it's made me want to see this movie, and it's The Bourne Legacy. Mr. Jeremy Renner, who is playing Hawkeye in The Avengers, and who is also in Mission Impossible: Ghost Protocol. I remember when they first said I've drawn a blank on Jason Bourne's real name.
Matt Damon.
Thank you. When I first heard, Matt Damon wasn't going to be in it, and that they were going to get another guy to kind of sort of replace him, and it's going to be a totally different character, I was kind of like, I don't know if I want to see that, because the Bourne movies are actually the reason why I like to say the Bourne movies are the reason why the James Bond movies had a reboot and become as serious and kind of like more realistic, because because the Bourne movies are the kind of spy movies that people wanted to see now. They're all good movies. They're all excellent movies. Action, writing, acting, just everything is just what you would want to go see in an action movie. And then you find out you're replacing the franchise star with another guy who we haven't seen in anything. It's kind of like, I don't know. But then, like I said, we saw him for a few minutes in Thor, as Hawkeye. And then, if anybody's seen Mission Impossible: Ghost Protocol, he's like crazy good in that. And it's like, oh, okay.
Well, have you seen The Town, though?
I have not seen The Town. I hear good things about him in that movie.
I like The Town.
It's a good movie. He does a great job in it.
Okay, I have to check that out. So it's like now I really, really want to see it just to see what he does, just see what he does with his character and how they weave the story, because, this is another one of the movies I just really can't wait to see. I will definitely be running out to go see it.
All right. Do you want to go, Tim, or?
Yeah, I've got two that I'll mention real quick. First one, and of course, we're still talking about under the radar movies we want to see. Not these. These two aren't. Well, one of them isn't really under the radar, but I'm going to mention G.I. Joe Retaliation, just because a lot of G.I. Joe fans have shitted on this franchise and don't want to have any parts of it. But I'm still going to go see it because I enjoyed Rise of Cobra. And I'm pretty sure I'll enjoy this. And after this recording is over, I'm going to go and look at the new trailer that Adam Black texted to me and see how much I like that. And my final choice is going to be Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. That looks fun.
Yeah. We'll go see that one for fun. Yeah, I think that one actually might be kind of fun.
Yeah. So those are my two.
I have two as well. One is, I think Tim picked this one. It was Ted. Once I read the plot for that movie, I'm like, oh, God, I got to go see this. This looks like it could be fucking hilarious. And the other movie that I had was also Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. I saw the trailer, and I'm like, that actually looks pretty good. Just a straight-up movie where it was based upon a book where basically they put in the fact that Abraham Lincoln, simply was a vampire hunter, like an undercover vampire hunter protecting the nation, you know, from vampires and stuff, and no one really knew about it. But yeah, that was the that's the whole premise of the book.
Because the book actually goes into the fact that the vampires are actually behind the Confederate army,
right?
And that the reason why is because slaves make a good food supply. Yeah. I was like, oh wow, really? Mm-hmm. I'll go see that guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
But yeah, I mean this. I mean, it looks like it's going to be really good. I think it as far as like the big blockbusters, we know it's G.I. Joe, it's Avengers. What else would you? I guess Men in Black 3 would be your big blockbusters, and Dark Knight Rises. This is one of those movies that is going to wind up slipping under the radar that a lot of people may not be watching out for. And I'll have to go in and check out the releases to see what it's up against when it does come out. But it could wind up being a surprise hit for the summer.
So that's everybody. Have you Banff go?
Yeah.
Yes.
What was your pick?
Born Legacy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's just about it for our summer movie review show or preview show.
We have some things.
We pulled Twitter and Facebook asking some of our followers what they were looking forward to or not looking forward to seeing this summer. Rhonda Moe, one of my college classmates on Twitter, she said she's looking forward to seeing Raven and Avengers. Raven, I'm assuming, is that
John Cusack. Edgar Allan Poe movie with John Cusack, which I forgot all about. But I'll probably wait till that comes out because, hell, there's already a release date for the damn DVD and Blu-ray, which is...
It's not even in theaters yet.
Right.
General Geekcast on Twitter, which is JD. One of our loyal listeners, he has listed G.I. Joe Retaliation, Avengers, and Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter. I agree with you on all three. Lamar Revenger on Twitter, he listed a movie that you couldn't pay him to go see, and that was What to Expect. I hope I said that right. Let me look at the little list here. Yeah, What to Expect When You're Expecting. I know nothing about this movie, but I see it has Cameron Diaz, Jennifer Lopez, Elizabeth Banks, Dennis Quaid.
Oh.
It's a comedy romance listed as, so of course.
A rom-com.
Got to stay away from that.
Rom-com. Not going to see it.
One of my high school friends on Facebook, Karen, she listed the chimpanzee Disney nature movie.
That just came out.
I forgot all about that. That
actually looks like a little fun, you know, little movie to see. I don't know if I'd pay to see it, but, you know,
cheap theater. Because I've always liked, like, Disney nature movies, even when I was, like, a kid. You know, hell, I see it. Shit, I probably won't go see it in the theater, but, hell, I'll look at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was
like a nice little movie.
That was the list that we got from our social networking sites. So we thank everyone for giving their opinions.
And we didn't get into it last week, but I did want to read a response from a previous episode, Tim.
Go for it.
This was on the episode we did called Tales of the Click Nation. I believe it was episode 3. We got some good comments. General Geekly had put that he was going to listen to it the next day, which we really appreciate. Jeff May Maietta, he added a comment.
That's my homie who works.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, he said at the 10:43 mark, where Larry, this was when Larry was in Best Buy talking about, you know, I know more about this stuff. he said, I know more about this shit than you do. Get the fuck away from me, LOL. It's totally like that, too. I asked this dude a question. He opened a box and pulled out the owner's manual. What the fuck?
What?
It's like, really? You ignorant cocksucker. Get the fuck out of my face.
But yeah, I get it. But yeah, we appreciate the listen. And Classic put on there about that same episode. He said some great stories told this episode. The moving day story had me rolling. I rock Z. Almost every WWF live event I've attended, MSG, there was always some guys either play fighting or scrapping for real. The most memorable fights are when the kids were obviously horsing around because they trade simulated blows like the wrestler and smash each other's heads into steel guardrails. It was all fun and games until the yellow shirts broke it up, though. I would have loved to have been at the Georgia Dome for Hogan and Goldberg. Remember watching it on TV with half the neighborhood in my living room. Yes, I hosted many a Nitro party in my day. Keep up the great show, and thanks as always for the shout out.
Appreciate that, Classic. That's Classic Materia on Twitter, and one of the co-hosts of the Cold Slither podcast.
Yep, definitely check out that. I listen every week.
Yes.
And check out the newest episode that's up now where Classic Materia and Rodimus Prime from the Black Guy Who Tips podcast interviews the legendary Stan Bush from the...
Yes, I will be.
Transformers the Movie soundtrack.
Yes, we will be listening to that, yes. You got the touch.
I actually downloaded it today. I want to set some time aside while I'm uninterrupted to listen to it, so that probably won't be until this weekend.
Right. Which reminds me, I need to find my Transformers the Movie soundtrack. Rodney, do you still have my soundtrack?
I gave it back to you, sir.
I got to go find it, then. It's probably in the box.
The box. Any other movies or anything else you want to mention before we end the show?
I think
we hit everything. We didn't really talk about Amazing Spider-Man, but there's probably a reason for that.
Mean, I got kind of more excited once I saw the posters and everything. I'm still kind of up in the air about the whole revealing the origin over three freaking movies, but,
right.
You know, I mean, we have to hope that the first movie is actually good. So,
yeah,
Because I'm a fan, I'll go see it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about going to see it.
I probably will end up going to see it, but hell, I mean, it's not high on my list of things to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because, and being the only reason that is because I just don't think it was time to it's too early to reboot that franchise. They should have waited another 3-4 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I think Collected mentioned on his podcast, you know, many times it's like they want to do a three and out almost. I mean, but I think in that case, it was just mainly because of the fact it was already on the schedule and Sam Raimi was going to do just a follow up. I think he was going to just do a follow up to the third one. It was just going to keep in the same universe or whatever. But I guess they couldn't see eye to eye on villains and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because I think everybody was out. The cast was confirmed to return for that movie, but him and the studio just couldn't get together with, you know, the whole creative thing. So studio scrapped the idea, and here we are with a reboot.
Yep. So we had no choice. I think we've pretty much talked about everything that we want to see. Oh, well, Sparkle. We'll just mention that Sparkle comes out this year, this summer.
Oh, yeah.
It's Whitney Houston's last film. So that may be, I think a lot of people are going to be interested to see it.
I think so. Yeah.
So let's do some plug-in. My Twitter handle is TimDOGG98. Fellas, you can give y'all's out.
Well, mine is the_Adam_Black on Twitter, or just do a search for the Adam Black.
Mine's is at Mr. Bamf. That's MISTABAMF. You know, I don't tweet, so I may tweet once a week. So, you know, but still, hell, fuck it, follow me.
And the show's Twitter handle is at TheClickNation. And, of course, you can go to our website, www.TheClickNation, and you can find all our podcasts and some various posts that we throw up there from time to time. We're going to try to get more posts up there. We've got Facebook, fan page, facebook.com/TheClickNation, the Google Plus page, search for Click Nation, and we're on Stitcher Radio and on iTunes, so subscribe, like, plus us, all the above.
Leave comments on the website.
Oh, yes, and our email address, if you want to send us feedback and comments of any nature, you can send that to theclicknation@gmail.com. Once again, that's theclicknation@gmail.com. We want to hear from our listeners. And if you send us some email, we'll even read it on the air.
Yes. Be wary. If you send anything negative, we will destroy your ass on air.
So if you're feeling froggy,
jump, bitch.
So, once again, I'm Tim D-O-double-G.
I am the Adam Black.
And I am Mr. Bamf.
And we are the Click Nation, signing off.
Peace.
Deuces.
Later, bitches.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Fourth pack is packed, cause of mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys arresting. Just in competition when the war does the mission. Not no mercy, see the race like the street. If you don't know, you better find out the wolf pack. Prove a point, number one, best believe that you don't want to tussle with them. I'll be there for them, come in the grave with them, you're never walking out again. Until you're back on the wolf pack. Until you're back on the wolf pack. You might wind up in a body bag.